Here on Information Radio, Quicks, we're joined by Hannibal Republican Lyndall Shoemake for our weekly legislative interview. Representative, obviously, before we get to anything legislative related, the story of the week, the shooting at the Florida high school, whether it's Congress, just everything that transpired itself, what's your overarching reaction to whichever angle you'd like to talk about?
Well, I know that when things like this happen, people look to government, but the government can't solve every problem that's out there. I think we need to look at ourselves as a society and values and so forth, and how we raise these kids, what kind of things they're exposed to, and, of course, dealing with the problem of mental health. We know that's been a huge increasing problem around, and of course there have been some action, you know, both on the federal level and on state levels to deal with the problem of mental health, to make it accessible to people, and we still got a ways to go with that. It's could something like that be prevented? Well, it's very hard to do. I think they do their best. I mean, our law enforcement personnel, but it still can happen that a situation can slip through the fingers of everyone and happen like that, and it's just, it's sad. I'm sad for the families. I'm sad for everyone affected by that situation down there, and we just have to pray that our kids are safe and our society is safe here everywhere else.
We're joined by Lyndall Shoemake here on Regional Radio. Any movement on any of your bills? Anything in the Elections and Elected Officials Committee?
Yes, sir. We have moved a bill that has to do with transportation district elections, and just a kind of a tweaking of it. There was some concern, some voters, that it was difficult to vote inside on an election like that, and we changed some things about the not having the having to have a notary on a mail-out ballot, and that the ballot would be mailed out, that people wouldn't have to seek the ballots to, and we advanced that bill out of the Elections Committee. Also, we had one on paper ballots that we advanced out of the Elections and Elected Officials Committee. There's some concerns out there, especially with recounts, and there's some machines out there that are, well, probably different than the ones we're used to here, but I feel that there should be a paper ballot backup, and this basically has to do with the replacement of machines. There's no fiscal note on it, but when a machine is replaced, it should be replaced with a machine that has a paper trail in form of a paper ballot. And the one that's got the most attention, House Bill 1347 and 2144, that has to do with the Office of Attorney General. And I'm the sponsor of that bill, and also an identical bill. Another person on the committee has sponsored the identical bill, which basically changes the requirement that the Attorney General live at the seat of government, which, of course, is in Jefferson City. And I know there's been some flap out there about it, but I feel that as the chair of the Elections and Elected Officials Committee, if we become aware of some antiquated law regarding elected officials and their offices, as well as elections in general, we should act upon it. And this law requiring the attorney, in fact, the Attorney General is the only office that's required to have a residence in the seat of government, which is Jefferson City. And we figured that probably the reason for that, this goes back way back to the Constitution, maybe Missouri Constitution of 1875, that at that time, what was the transportation? It was certainly not what we have today. And we need the cases that pertain to our laws and to defend our laws and things that we do are there, right there in Cole County. So I could see that there was functional purpose back in 1875 when transportation is not what it is today. But now with Facebook and with all of the means of transportation, Twitter and everything that we have today and in the way of communication and transportation, there's really no reason why the Attorney General couldn't live in any part of the state and still do their job and maintain their residence there. And, of course, the office is there at the Supreme Court building, and I believe all that's proper. And we just viewed it as something that needed to be updated in law.
Hannibal Republican and Representative Lyndall Shoemake with us here on Information Radio Quicks. As always, Representative, we appreciate your time. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Yes, thank you so much. It's great to talk to you, and greetings to everybody out there, all the listeners.